it were developed in the post-technological time, when many, many things were lost. Today you have all sorts of things on records. And yes, you have time capsules here or there with things planted. But if one did not have the technology to read, let's say, DVDs or CDs or computed floppy disks, what good would these things do you, yes? And certainly you are well aware that there have been many discoveries of metal disks and of various, let's say, information storage devices that archaeologists and adventurers, Indiana Jones type people have found, but without the device to play these, there is no way of getting the information. And some people wonder, well, how could they leave all these records? These literal, some of them look like 78 records, you understand? How could they leave all these records without a device to play them on? What's the answer?
They took them with them.
The mind is the device.
Consciousness.
The mind is the device, yes. The mind is the device. Yes. Think about that.
Reading devices.
Say it again?
The code reading devices.
Code reading, yes, the code reading devices. So as your mind matures and you matriculate into another reality of perception, many things that are boggling humanity today or that cannot be understood will be much more easily explained, and things will be obvious, because as you remember, the amnesia, the fog falls away. When it falls away, you cannot even imagine that it was there before, because everything becomes so blatantly apparent. That is an energy that is unfolding in a most magnificent blossoming within humanity. And again, there is no stopping it. Who has question, comment?
Please?
Yes. Pardon us if we take the mask off. It changes the vibration here. But
twice this week, I heard people relating stories of near-death experiences where they talked about seeing life flash before their eyes. And, you know, you've heard that phrase. I've heard that phrase many times before. And just when you were saying something then, it triggered the thought that as civilization or humanity is going through a death of sorts, you know, this breakdown of, you know, the technological and all these things that are kind of, you know, really wearing on the human mind and spirit, that this does on some level give an awakening. It's like seeing many times, many places, many things that collectively, as things begin to break down, we're all going to see our lives pass before our eyes.
And what will be triggered will be other breakdowns,
right.
Other timelines where everything changed suddenly. That is part and parcel of what is occurring. We mentioned maybe at the moon or someplace the ever-growing number of people who are on mind-altering drugs. We are talking pharmaceuticals for antidepressants or one reason or another. This is creating a huge backlog of confusion within the human spirit. As the psychic energies start to open, the timelines start to open, humanity's magnificence is looking to connect itself and to heal. And what is the antidote? Depressing pharmaceuticals, you understand, that are for anti-depression, but they do nothing of the kind. They simply, let's say, block out the pictures, slow down the endocrine system, and mess up the body's natural hormonal responses to what is occurring at this time. And what is occurring is you have a greater influence of cosmic energy, solar activity, and of let's say the acceleration of energy cannot be missed by anyone now. Everyone is aware that time is speeding up and collapsing. and speaking of things speeding up, the price of everything is speeding up as well, and it won't be long before you are at $5 for a gallon of gas.